But is it our nature, or is it marketing? Think about your force of habit, especially for childhood snacks. Of course, children tend to love brighter colors, so they get advertised to.
Wow! Blue Fruit Loops!
And when they grow up, it's hard to let go of that memory.
We like them, Toucan Sam!
Food dyeing goes back centuries. Think dairy farmers adding spices to make cheese look more yellow. Food historian Ai Hisano says railroads made an impact. When Florida farmers had to compete with California farmers, they started dyeing their oranges to be more orange. Along came processed foods. When butter had to compete with margarine, it became a richer yellow. Over time, Hisano says colorful advertising and the modern supermarket trained us what to expect.
Like, say, strawberry candies or strawberry drinks, they don't look like a real strawberry color, but people, we kind of learn to understand.
And learn to recognize even science fiction-y flavors and colors, like blue raspberry. Now we're at a new turning point. The Trump administration's health secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is pushing companies to get rid of synthetic dyes. And major brands are agreeing. Even M&M's is once again willing to try a naturally colored version. The irony is that without artificial color, many snacks and cereals look, well, obviously processed. And natural dyes can be finicky.
Color has been a challenge for us.
Nick Scheidler leads product development at Walmart's Sam's Club, which in 2022 pledged that by the end of this year, it would remove dozens of ingredients from its private brand Member's Mark. That includes high fructose corn syrup, some preservatives, and artificial dyes. The latter proved the trickiest.